News in brief. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the notion that the U.S. may come to terms with Islam and Islamic movements is a mistake. Ayatollah Khamenei says the global arrogance led by the U.S. will spare no effort to harm Islam and Islamic movements. The head of Britain's armed forces, General David Richards, has in a secret meeting with representatives from the US, France, Turkey, Qatar and the UAE discussed military help to insurgents fighting the Syrian government. According to British daily The Independent, they're planning to support anti-Damascus forces with air and naval powers. Rival groups in Egypt are protesting President Mohamed Morsi's decision to go ahead with a referendum over the draft constitution. Anti-Morsi protesters have breached the barricades outside the presidential palace. Opponents say the new constitution undermines their secular values. Mali's prime minister has resigned, along with his entire government, hours after being arrested by army soldiers. Sheikh Modibo Diarra was appointed premier by the country's coup leaders back in March. The arrest was ordered by a junta leader, Amadou Sanogo. Demonstrations have been held in several cities across Saudi Arabia for the release of political prisoners. The protesters want the regime to free inmates who were mostly held without charge. The kingdom has been hit by numerous protests over the past year. Iran says it hopes the five permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany will be logical in their future talks with the country over its nuclear energy program. Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast says Iran is fully committed to the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. The latest market data shows that shrinking demands for cars have plunged Europe's auto industry into its worst crisis in 18 years. The crisis has triggered a price war between big auto producers. It's also led to major layoffs and factory shutdowns. And an aquarium in the South Korean capital, Seoul, has created a special performance to welcome Christmas. Divers in Santa suits with thousands of sardines around them are giving children and adults a different taste of the event. The performance has been warmly welcomed by the visiting crowds.